calls to change in name only. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, now a registered independent instead of a Democrat, but she'll still caucus with the Democrats. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is letting her keep her committee posts. Sinema telling reporters a short time ago,
"I will be keeping those committees, and I look forward to continuing my service, working across the aisle with anyone to get stuff done for Arizona."
Sinema joins two other independents, Bernie Sanders and Angus King, who also caucus with the Democrats. So their new 51-49 majority next year does not change. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.
The bottom line is she has always been somewhere in the middle. Notice that she did this the day after, at the end of the week, after Raphael Warnock won in Georgia. So this was not going to tip the power in the Senate or anything like that.
It could help Democrats avoid a primary. If Sinema seeks re-election in 2024, she's faced criticism from liberal Democrats in Arizona. The White House making a seasonal push for COVID shots.
The most important thing you can do to prepare for your holidays is to get your updated COVID vaccine.
The First Lady joining the COVID response team, encouraging shots to help keep older Americans safe, especially. Inflation still running hotter than the Fed would like, rising more than expected in the latest report on prices at the wholesale level. A better reading than consumer prices, though.
The producer price index fell slightly below CPI inflation for the first time. Now, that's a good sign, but as the Federal Reserve Chairman says, it could be another indication of inflation moving sideways. A White House spokesperson telling me that the report shows the progress we have made on inflation without giving up all the progress we have made on economic growth and job creation. But business executives look at the economy and believe inflation may not be over.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. The Fed makes its next rate hike decision next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. sending another package of military aid to Ukraine, $275 million worth.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. We're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also says the U.S. will use its tools to disrupt a deepening defense partnership between Russia and Iran, which the U.S. says are considering a joint production line in Russia for lethal drones. Iran has been supplying Russia with drones to use in Ukraine. A major storm is descending on parts of the western U.S., more than 5 feet of snow possible in the Sierra Nevada. And forecasters say between now and early next week, it could bring heavy snow and strong winds from the northwest to the upper Midwest and the northern plains. The biggest strike in 40 years expected in Britain.
Thousands of people are expected to walk off their job in various fields over the UK's cost of living crisis that's ever worsening. Over the next month, strikes from ambulance workers and more than 100,000 nurses will likely cause medical shortages. Border force strikes at Heathrow Airport could halt travelers who were hoping to get home from the holidays. And Christmas gifts might not make it in time either, as the Royal Mail will strike as well. Residents are told to avoid leaving home unnecessarily next week over bus, railway, and highway strikes. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Big news at Soccer's World Cup, where the five-time champions Brazil have just been knocked out by Croatia. The final 4-2 in a quarterfinal penalty shootout. On Wall Street, stocks turning mixed. The Dow's now down 54 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.